On this episode of the Realmatic podcast,
like artists make weird creative decisions all the time, bro.
All the time.
All the time. And they own it, at least. You trying to play in my face like...
You don't know what happened.
You don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Realmatic podcast.
No, can you hear the water running in my turtle tank?
No.
I can't. It's making me mad. But
what you eating? You heard me, bro.
What you mean,
cabin ass nigga?
Yeah,
that's multiple things. That's not what you're eating. What is
that? Triscuits.
Who?
A Triscuit.
A Triscuit. That doesn't even explain like what that is.
Yeah, a cracker and cheese.
Okay. But what was in the other container? There was a black container right next to you that you were busting down to. What's that?
That granola bar.
Bro, why this you thing, avoiding
it? Why is he capping so hard, bro?
This man munching on three different things. Why are
you capping, bro? That's good, bro. You need 2 kids right now.
Nigga, we saw that black box, nigga.
Don't worry about that black box, bro.
Why are you hiding the food, bro? We not finna take your shit.
So they gonna steal my food.
Did it.
What's good, y'all? How we feeling?
Shit, man. What's up, man?
Chilling, man. We chilling.
Feeling good, man. We had a long week, man.
How the fuck is that?
Bro, Jonathan Majors is locked up, bro. They really got my man. They expedited the process.
They got his ass.
They said we're getting him off the streets.
They got him.
Like, how long has this been going on for, bro?
6 months, 5 months. Mm-hmm.
Was it really? It didn't even feel like that. Bro, it just kind of came, went, and then came back and was like, yep, guilty or whatever. Like, yo.
But did he really hit her, though? He ain't even really hit her, for real.
I think he roughed her up. I don't think he really, like, beat on her or nothing.
I think
like
he
that.
Mushed her, you know?
Bro.
God damn. Regardless, you did something, man. Damn it. Ah, man.
You fucking with these white girls. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you saying it, bro.
Shaking my head, Johnny. Johnny boy.
You lost it all. You had everything.
You were literally about to be in the next Avengers movie as the big bad.
But she was like Hollywood's leading man. Like, he was that guy right there.
He's such a good actor, though, man. That's the sad part. He's a good actor. It ain't like he trash. You know, so it's like
if he was a trash actor, it was throw him under the speed it up even more.
You know,
damn.
We just lost one.
I wonder how Michael B. Jordan feel about this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
y'all was cool. That your boy, he was like, damn.
I don't think they're that cool though, bro. I think they
were, bro.
They cool.
They had like mutual respect for each other in the industry. It was like
some PR shit.
That's a VR?
Yeah, bro. That's some PR shit, bro.
Damn, they got me then.
Yeah, I don't think they're that close, bro. Not for real.
Mm-mm-mm. Damn. Well.
You got in a scarf, bro?
Mm-hmm. It's
okay. You're looking like a damn. Yeah, you are in the crib, though.
It's cold, bro.
We're looking like he finna go to New York Times and shit.
Hey, bro, red name shit, bro.
But where does all this food and drink keep coming from into your screen, bro?
You keep picking up shit. You keep picking up objects and shit. Dead. The fuck you got going on, my nigga?
I was chilling, bro. You be like, I don't know.
Boy said he's snacking. He hungry. Podcast ready, goddamn it! Podcast ready,
gotta be, bro.
All right, man, y'all ready to get into it?
Yeah, man, I'm ready, bro.
Welcome back. This is episode 129 of the Realmatic Podcast. And if you don't know, my name is Ben. I'm with my brothers Rasan and Marla.
Hey, hey.
Let's get straight into it, man.
Yeah.
Let's get into these BBLs, man.
Hey, yo.
Again?
Yeah, again. The risk of having a BBL. I got a video.
I got my BBL. The first couple of months after, that shit looked so good. Mm. I looked sense. You couldn't tell me shit, right? What they don't tell you about BBLs is that the fat can die.
What do you mean
the fat dies?
Those are all fat cells. Yeah. Those fat cells from being disturbed, from being moved, from being
right
spun and all the taking things that they need to
original environment,
they can die. Your body can reject it.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not giving it the nutrients or whatever the fuck it needs.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5 months after this, did my fat not die?
And what does that mean?
So it basically means you end up like peeing it out.
What?
But it's not like fat cells like that. Like you don't pee. Okay, so no, for example,
I know what you mean. It's like when you're losing weight.
Right, when you just let you pee it out, right? So like it just, I was
back to square one.
No way.
And you know why I was pissed off? Because you know how dangerous a BBL is?
Yeah. I've heard.
It is the most dangerous surgery.
Yeah, like, it is.
Because the amount of arteries and veins and all that sort of stuff you have in your arse, right? At any point, they can nick an artery. If that, if blood, if fat goes into your artery, you're dead. There, bum.
Yes.
Because it's going straight to your heart. Because before this, I was like, oh yeah, do what you want, do what you want, do what you want. Don't do a BBL. Don't do it.
Aside the cheeks you have now, your cheeks.
These are the cheeks that I had before I had my BBL. Yeah.
No, you're mocking me. If BBL, these is your cheeks me, now, yeah. What did you want?
You took the piss.
I wanted it.
There's no way. Do you know what's so mad? I thought you went and done another BBL.
No, everyone says the same thing. When I saw my hips come in, I was like, wait, this is what I was saying to my mom I wanted years ago, and it came through naturally after the BBL is dead and gone. That's what pissed me off, because I was like, nah, I really risked my life to look a certain way.
What do y'all think about that, man? They out here risking their lives for this.
Bro, they always risking their lives for this, bro. It don't even make no damn sense. Yeah.
Love yourself.
You said you nick an artery, the fat going, boom, you're dead. What are we doing here, bro? Stop it. Stop with the BBs.
Is it really worth it, though?
It's never worth it, bro. You about to damn near die just to get it done.
So what are we saying right now? Are we saying that we don't like BBLs? Is that what we're saying?
I'm not saying that I don't respect a nice looking BBL.
Like BBLs.
I said I'm not respecting. I don't respect a nice looking one, but I'm not saying you got to have it. That makes sense. Like, it's like, all right, you went through the process. Hope you're good. At least
give me
survive.
An example of a good BBL.
Nikki.
Okay.
That's fair.
Look, we just saw her dancing on Kai stream. I've watched that video a few good times. Oh, like, she got something there. Like, I might have to go back and re-review her album, bro.
Damn.
Oh, hell no.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Make me reevaluate my rating, goddammit.
That's wild.
It's never that deep.
That's wild.
Two more points added on just for each cheek, bro. One per cheek.
Hey, I'm dead. Points. You need
two points per cheek is crazy.
Yeah, bro. Hey, she did what she had to do on that stream. But, nah, for real, man. Like, we know how the industry is looking towards these BBLs now, bro. We see them. They're pushed upon us. It's what the people like to see. You only got a few that are really natural out here. Shout out Coil Ray. She ain't got no cakes, but she kind of got some.
Bro, stop.
You got cupcakes.
Shout out Coil.
Cupcakes.
Coil, she out here, man. Coil, Flo Milli. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Flo Milli. Really? Flo Milli really number one out here.
What, best body? Best natural body? You putting her up there?
I'm putting her up there. Is she up there in the rankings right now?
I ain't mad at
it. That's fair.
Know what I mean? I'm going Flo, then Koi, maybe Dochi. Go for like
nah, that ain't.
That's not natural.
It's not anymore. Oh, yeah, not anymore.
No,
they've. She's
yeah, they got her, bro.
Well, yeah. All right. We still got two guys in the rankings. I do what they gotta do.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. They should ban that shit.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
What, BBLs?
Yeah.
They gonna ban it in America, and then people gonna still go across the border to go to Mexico.
Hey, it's already make it illegal. Now. Make it illegal.
They're still going.
Nah.
Destroy it? Yeah. Yes, bro, because what are we really doing, man?
Ben said there's a recall.
Yeah,
a recall on a booty is crazy.
but bro, understand, at this point, they'll inject olive oil in the ass and make the ass bigger. It doesn't even matter at this point.
Watch out. This man said olive oil is crazy, bro.
I'm just saying, bro, my line, though. Like,
the thing is, dog, let's be for real. Kanye mom died over this shit, bro.
No, it's facts.
Like, we don't talk about that shit enough, bro.
We really don't.
Are dying over this shit. Like, yeah. Are we really sitting up here telling these women, look, your natural body, fuck that shit. Get a surgery. That's what we saying right now?
No.
Like, we shouldn't be saying that. Why are we doing this? Niggas, you know, getting knee surgeries and shit. They want their knees to be longer and shit so they can be taller.
Everybody, we give people too many options, bro. I always say this. They give them too many options, bro.
Way too many.
You got to stay with what you get. You got to accept what you are, bro. You can't. You can only change so much about yourself. Working out will change that. And then you sometimes got to get the surgery to, you know, like if you've been really big, you got to, you know, get some of that fat pulled back. But other than that, bro.
You just got to love yourself. It don't cost nothing to love yourself.
Facts. Like, you got to play with the cards that you were dealt, man. You got to play with the cards that you were dealt, man. You can't take somebody else's hand. You can't do that.
You got to play on your strong suits, bro. If you fuck, you just got to stay in that bag, bro. I'm sorry.
You got to figure it out.
You can't have everything.
Some people going to struggle, and that's just how it is, man. That's life, man. It's just what it is. But
if you fat and funny, that's what you are. I'm sorry.
If they weren't dying over this shit, I'd be like, all right, go ahead. You know? But niggas is dying over this shit. Like, these women are, they going through it. And then the thing is, they're doing it to circumvent having to go to the gym. You get the surgery, you still gonna have to go to the gym anyway.
That's true.
So what are you really gaining from this? You could have just went to the gym. And that woman in the video, she was thick.
She was.
What the fuck was the BBL gonna do for her? Like, for real, like, what was the BBL doing for her? To make her more round?
She wanted to get it redo.
Wanted her hips.
That shit crazy, bro. Speaking of BBLs, we got Anthony Edwards, man.
Anthony Edwards.
NBA prospect. Well, he's not really a prospect, but he's kind of a star now. He was just in the news. Mm-hmm. He impregnated an IG model.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, typical look, you know, white woman, BBL, probably Botox on the lips and shit like that. He impregnated her, and they took it through text. He was like, nah, I don't want that shit. I'm gonna have to go ahead and delete that kid. You know what I mean? Get that kid up out of there. He paid her off $100K.
I did see the $100K. I was like, good Lord, bro.
Now, she still took it to social media. I don't know why she took it to social media, because he paid her off. So, but what do y'all think about that, man?
$100K is crazy.
Stop letting me go, girl.
That's a lot.
$100K? Yeah. Bro.
Listen.
That's paying for it. And then some. $100K?
Nothing in these white girls.
Mm.
Listen, I understand some of y'all niggas are freaky, bro, but it's not worth it. Stop doing it. That shit is just, I understand what your contract look like, but bro, $100K to get rid of the baby is crazy. That's crazy, bro.
What's $100K to him, though?
I get that's like,
it's still
like,
$100K, bro.
That's still $100K, though. That's
probably like $500 to us.
Yeah,
it's still $100K, bro. I'm just like, come on now.
Like, how you get to that number? Like, how you get to $100K?
Facts.
Yeah, not three, not $50K, $100K flat. Like, what?
Damn. How do you decide that's the wire amount? Did she ask for $100K?
I don't even think she asked.
I feel like she didn't ask for $100K. You just said, here's $100K.
You got $100K that easy?
Handle it.
Damn. What was he supposed to do?
$10K.
15K.
That ain't enough, y'all.
Is it not enough?
Nah. She's an IG model.
I get 25K.
There you go. I just don't think I don't think six digits is worth it. I don't think six digits was the number.
I mean, this is a human. How much is a human worth?
Cut the cameras. Dead ass.
A lot.
Oh, God. Not. That's not the route we're going.
How much is the human worth, bro?
One that.
How much is a nigga worth?
$100,000, apparently.
I guess so, but bro, damn, no, man.
Just $100,000?
No. Okay. Is it? No, I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this. It's not worth $100K, bro.
Damn.
It's not.
That child is not worth $100K.
Is it really a child yet?
No.
It will be.
That sperm is not worth $100K.
Who are these niggas?
Damn.
Mm-mm, it's not 100. Maybe 25.
25K.
Pain and suffering.
I guess.
Pain and suffering. You got.
I just think she always gets that kind of money, so it's like, you gotta
Does she?
Go up. Yeah, bro.
Okay.
IG models get paid, bro.
Here you go. Here's your money again. It's a day of work for you, buddy. Here you go. 25K.
That ain't enough, raw.
100K.
That ain't enough. You got to cough up that bread. Cough it up.
She ain't getting 100K out of me.
Look, man.
Might have to keep the kids.
Think about it. Think about it if you heard, though. Think about it.
Okay.
I see this type of money. 25K. I see that. You going to give me 25K? When I know you got a $1 million contract? Yeah, nigga, I'm keeping this shit.
Ooh-wee. Look what that money make a bitch do.
I'm keeping that shit. Fuck is you talking about? Come on, Ra. Let's be for real.
That's crazy.
100K is crazy.
His deal is crazy. His contract is crazy.
Very crazy.
100K, that's a drop in the bucket. I think he made the right choice to do that. Now, is it a lot? Yeah, kind of, but hey, you got to do what you got to do, bro.
You done made it. He's made your mistakes. Got to lay with it.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Like, bro, just wear a condom, bro. It's so easy, bro. Like, you can't take the risk like that, bro. That's expensive, bro.
It's easy to say that in a situation.
No.
Is he capping right now? Is he capping?
I'm just saying, I feel like, hey, you rich? You just doing what you got to do with this. I'm doing it.
100K because I ain't want to wear the condom that night. It's crazy.
It is. You're going to wake up sick and mad, but for that moment, you were like, I'm him. For that moment, I was him.
People keep saying that, well, you know, why would he bust in her? Why would he do that if he didn't want to have a kid? Look, man, y'all got to understand something.
I'm trying to tell you.
Y'all got to understand something, man. Look, man, this shit feel good, man. Yo, shout out the season, man. Are we farting or not? Nah?
Hey,
are we farting or not?
Yo, man, you been watching Unk?
I ain't saying I'm doing that. That's not what I'm saying.
Hey, but I'm just saying. It's no judgment here.
I'm just saying. This shit feel good, bro.
Never.
So when a nigga do that shit, I don't be like, why the fuck you do that shit, bro? I don't be like that, bro. I gotta be real, man. I gotta be real. This shit feel good.
That's insane.
Hey, man, it is what it is, bro. Let's be honest. Moving on, Kanye West. He goes on a rant.
Thank God.
Multiple rants. I got one that kind of stand out.
Yeah.
So let's watch it now.
Yeah, take out.
Yeah, come on, Sorry, come on.
I'm just saying.
Nick,
take.
They can
make him sound
sorry,
crazy
because
he's black.
Nick, what you care about crazy?
No,
and by the way, we're not black. How about that? We're not black, nigga. We're Indian.
Yeah.
We're Native American.
Yeah.
How many of y'all grandmothers got Indian in your family?
Yeah, I'm first. Period. I'm
Indian. Wait a second, but what happened to the Indian? We black. We black on the planet.
He's the why you stop recording? He knows the fucking shit.
Why you sound crazy?
Because my phone is down.
Nah, because you think I sound crazy.
No, you don't sound crazy.
You know what?
Might get all these pills.
Nah. Hold on. We've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years now. Bro, we've talked about Kanye a lot. We have. Bro, how is this the why is this the Kanye album rollout cycle every time? He teases a project, does a listening party, makes us want the songs. You're like, oh yeah, those songs sound hard. Everybody, I'm hearing it. Then one thing goes wrong. Oh, you didn't get the sample cleared. Then all of a sudden, there's a random breakdown rant that happens. And this one is another one. Bro, it's the most random rant. Like, on one side, I'm like, maybe Kanye does this to make sure that we like, break, like, he breaks the matrix real quick for a second, just to make sure, like, everybody knows I'm not stuck in there. I'm really released. They let me free. But then on another hand, it'd just be like, Kanye, people gonna listen to you regardless.
I'll be sure.
You don't really even gotta do all this. What are we doing?
I'll be sure.
God damn.
Oh, so you're not even gonna address that then?
What?
We're not black, we're Indian. Not gonna address that shit.
I don't even know how to even answer that anymore, bro. We've had, we're not black, we're Indian. George Bush don't care about black people. Slavery was a choice.
Don't act like y'all wasn't defending that.
I
don't act, bro. Come on.
I didn't.
Don't act like y'all wasn't defending that shit.
I wasn't defending that.
Oh my God.
I didn't defend that. Pull the clip. Pull the clip.
He might be knowing Ben. Pull the clip. Knowing Ben, he would go find that clip.
Pull the clip. I'm ready. Pull the clip.
I'm not saying that we didn't have a conversation about that and be like, hold on, you might be cooking. But
pull the clip.
I digress.
Actually, pull the clip. I call
it's just like, bro, what are we looking for, man? What are we doing? It doesn't even make sense anymore, man. Then, like, I think there's another part in one of these clips, bro, where he's like, he starts talking about Drake, and he's like, Drake, I'm going to get the OVO tech. Huh? Why? I'm going to get the owl. I swear, I love you, bro.
I need his pills, bro. Let's just say what it is. I need his pills. He tweaking. He dressed. He dressed like a Jedi, and he just out there barefoot, and he's tweaking, bro. I mean,
no, the KKK fit, bro.
Like, for real. He out there with the white women who know what the fuck is going on. Like, where is this black people at? Somebody tell him stop.
No, and the thing is, you can't tell Kanye to stop because he looked like he was ready to hit somebody if they told him anything different, bro. You can't stop Ye, bro. He's just out here.
So it was cool when slavery was a choice. That was cool.
I didn't
right?
say it was cool. It was a hey yo, Kanye tripping, but I understand where he's coming from. Maybe we're taking it out of context.
So you said that, you know, possibly he's escaping the Matrix for us, yeah. He's getting out. Why isn't he doing it now? What's the difference now?
Right now he's trying to escape the Matrix. He's just fighting it a little, bro.
Who said that though? Who said that he could escape the Matrix? Who said that?
Kanye did, because Kanye is Kanye. He's fighting.
Based on what
fighting.
Though?
Bro,
that's true.
He's trying to break out, bro.
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand.
Look,
who appointed this nigga as the Neo? Like, I'm just trying to understand because what is he saying that's so cohesive? Like,
that's
what is
I'm
he
saying,
doing?
Bro. Oh, look, every time we get a Kanye rant, it's him trying to fight the Matrix. So nothing ever makes sense. He's just trying to break free, bro. It's literally what it is. He's just.
He don't know what he want to say. Grandpa is spazzing out. He is having a moment. He needs to like, yeah, like y'all keep dancing around the main part of it. Like, Papa need his pills. Kanye is tweaking. All he know how to do is make beats and spazz out. He don't know how to do nothing else at this point. Like, for real. Like, where is his spazz at?
Damn, all he know how to do is make beats and spazz out?
What is Ty Dolla Sign doing in all this,
I mean,
Ty Dolla Sign be chilling, bro.
Like, bro.
He don't get into all that.
They be benefiting off of it though. They benefit off of his little mental state. Like, I feel like when he in his music bag, you get the best out of him. But I feel like when he's doing this, you don't see Ty Dolla Sign like, hey, bro, chill, bro. You don't got nobody like telling him to shut up. Like, y'all like when he's in his music, but y'all don't like him when he just talking crazy. Like,
so you think he should shut up?
I think he really needs to take a step back and get his life together. I feel like just mental health wise and just like him as a person, I don't know. He just be looking unhinged. Like, look at his beard, bro. That's an unhinged ass beard, bro. That man be looking real crazy in the face. Like, I be stressing that. Like, he brought them new Yeezy shoes. Them bitches with socks. what type of Jedi shit we got going on right now? Because that's what you looking like right now. Like, I am highly concerned about that, bro. It's crazy.
Damn, what if he just like that whole bummy aesthetic? You know, he been selling clothes with holes in them.
No, bro, this
ain't like this is new.
This nigga has reached the pinnacles of drip. I'm sorry.
The pinnacles of drip?
Like, this man is regressing, and it's hurting my heart.
Damn.
He was at the mountaintop, but now he wearing slip-on shoes. It's fashion for $500. Y'all crazy.
Damn.
Y'all know it's wrong.
It's Kanye, man. Kanye is at this stage where he can kind of do whatever he wants. Nobody's going to check him for it. Nobody's going to stop him.
That's what I'm like.
He's saying all this dumb shit. They're like, yeah, we're Indians. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Like,
y'all black. Shut the fuck up. You're black.
Ben, could you imagine yourself in that room? You're in the room. You listening to the album. And this man just turned the music off and just start ranting, bro. What do you do?
Yo, Yo, he turned the music off and started ranting, bro. I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is going on?
I'm gonna want to go home so bad. I'm like, please let me get out of here.
Like, no, like, you don't want to go home because it's a moment in history to really deal with this in real time.
Nah, he is spazzing out. He probably do that shit 3 times a day. Like, I know he be tweaking for real. You ain't gonna convince me otherwise.
You talking about Northwest was, you know, ripping up couches to be with him and shit like that. It's like, bro.
And then you can't control it.
What are you talking about, man? Crazy. I think it's time for him to get some help, man, for real.
For real? Like, look at it. It looks weird.
But we can't have it both ways, though. We can't sit up here and be like, yeah, we still want the album, but just chill out on that other shit. You can't do it.
I just want the help.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it might be time for him to hang it up.
It's time to hang it up and get that help.
Hang it up, man. Shit ain't for you, bro. Not anymore. Moving on. Drake. He seems to be beefing with Metro Boomin over his tweet. Basically saying that it's a lot of politics in the music industry. It's a lot of things going on in the background, and it's all about relationships. That's why his album, Heroes and Villains, didn't win any awards over Her Loss. Yeah, what do y'all think about that? You know, Drake kind of responded and was like, you don't like these tweeters and deleters. That's what he said. So,
and to the rest of you, the non-believers, the underachievers, the tweet and deleters, you guys make me sick to my stomachs, fam. Honestly, if you guys want to look in my eyes, you guys want to do something? You guys, that's what I thought. No, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. That's
what y'all think about that, man.
I mean, they've been beefing. They've been beefing since Heroes and Villains started. Even when it came to that trance song that Drake put out his version, and Metro was like, oh, no, we good. We don't need you on that version. Like, I feel like there's been tension bubbling for a while. I don't know. I mean, there's some credence to what Metro was saying. I mean, yeah, I played the industry game. And if you're going to be the dude who going to be like, I don't fuck with nobody and really be standoffish when it comes to the industry games, you ain't gonna win shit, because of those awards, those accolades are more about relationships and more about who's backing you than the actual quality of the music. You know that. You're in the industry. Stop acting like you don't know that. Honestly and truly, whether you feel like it's Drake or not, bro, Drake plays the system. He plays the game, and he's gonna always benefit, win every time, because he'll play the game better than anybody. And we're just talking about, and that's just the nature of music, bro. Like, just because you and Drake got some tension, like, leave it at that, bro. And I honestly and truly, I don't really think Drake gives a fuck about it, but he actually gives somewhat a fuck because he'll mention you every once in a while. Like, it's the weakest beef.
Bro. You don't think Drake give a fuck about that?
I think he do, but it's a weak beef. Like, isn't it? Like, y'all both gonna throw subs. Y'all never gonna come at the next person. Y'all not gonna say each other by name. Y'all would just say,
I don't know about that, bro.
Ben, it really has been a really low key undercover beef. Like, real first time that he's really alluded to, yo, I'm talking about Metro, stop playing with me. Because, like, that's the thing. It's like Metro is at the top of his game, and then Drake's at the top of his. So when the two of them are actually, like, on something, it always feels like it's either I'm trying to one-up you in something, or, like, it's been an ongoing thing. But this one, him, Drake, saying it, like, the tweeter deleters, I was like, ooh, that's real. That's real beef. It's fully here now. And I wonder how it's going to affect them in the future, like, affect, like, the working relationships of people. Because even if, like, I guess they put their beef aside when it came to Young Thug and his project, and they're like, all right, cool, I guess we're going to work on it, because Metro did a lot of the beats for it, and Drake wants to do interludes on it. It's like, we're going to put it to the side for certain things, but it's been coming around, you know?
I think Drake is bored, man. I think Drake has been waiting for somebody to challenge him, and I think he's going to take that seriously. I think he's definitely going to have a couple bars, trying to flip Metro and all that. This is what Drake has been waiting for. Nobody's, you know, strong enough to do it. Nobody's bold enough to come out and say anything like that towards him. But what Metro Boomin was speaking towards is completely true. Like, you're talking about somebody that has been playing the rules. He knows everybody. He's Jewish. He's mixed. You know, it's so many factors as to why it's really hard to compete with Drake. in today's climate. It's really difficult. So all I see is I see somebody, you know, trying to be real about it. But Drake knows so many people. That's why he deleted the damn comment, because he was like, fuck. I already know how this shit gonna play out.
Yeah.
But is Metro that guy? Can he pull it off? Can he put up a fight? Possibly.
Probably not.
You know, he knows some people, but they're not gonna fight that battle for him.
You can't fight. You can't fight against the boy.
All their stuff is.
You can't be a producer fighting against a rapper.
Yeah, no. That's the thing. That's where it is. Like, you're not gonna cancel Metro Boomin. Like, you can't. Dudes has way too big of an impact on the industry now. Like, hip hop wouldn't sound the same if we didn't have Metro in it.
Yeah.
Now, it's just like, yeah. How do you, as a producer, fight with Drake? Only way you can do that is really behind the scenes, and.
And that's damn near impossible.
Yeah.
Their connections are tangled. 21 Savage, Future, you know what I'm saying? Gunna, whatever. Everybody's tangled. So it's like, it's nothing you can really do about that. It's a stalemate.
You made a great point. 21 Savage. Do you understand? Yeah, Drake and you got a collab project on one side of things. But 21 and Metro, they've been locked in since back.
Bruh. And they done got my ass. What the fuck? Hey, yo, this is wild, bro. Damn, they done got my ass. What the fuck? Did my shit stop? Damn, bro, they got my ass lacking for real.
We were like, did Ben just freeze?
That was the longest freeze I've ever been in, bro. God.
Bro, that shit was crazy, bro.
Yo, because you were making the face, and I was like, okay, yeah, he was the wrong response.
Yeah.
Yo, they had that man really in the oblivion, bro. Good
golly, bro. That was a long ass pause, but yeah, what you was saying?
Yeah. But no, I was saying, like, yeah, bro. Metro, 21, Drake, everybody, there's too many people for them not to get along, but it's like, dang, it's hard to not get along but not mess with your money. That's so it's a mixed bag. They can only respect each other to an extent.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see. But wait, is Drake now just streaming? What are we doing here?
That was weird. I know what that was.
It was just so random. I was like, why is Drake streaming? This is not the route you need to go down, Drake.
It sounds like people will start streaming, though. I can see it.
I don't want Drake to start streaming, bro. Go sit down. I'm okay with you taking a break, bro.
He don't want to take a break, bro.
Don't want to take a break, bro. I'm
telling you. He's scared of falling off. Scared.
He can never fall off.
That's the thing.
Truly,
he can't.
I don't understand why he doesn't get that.
I don't know, man. You got to ask Marlon up.
Bro.
Mar?
Listen, bro, when you've dominated down there 10 plus years, I guess at this point, I guess you're scared about what's going to happen next. I don't know.
But moving on, so we got a woman who confronts Quavo.
Oh.
I love this one. It was crazy.
What you like to do, Riley?
Okay, I like to have fun.
What
but
kind of fun? Like adventures? Like, yeah. City flags?
Yeah, definitely adventures. I like.
You ride all the rides?
Not that, but I'm saying like traveling and booking. Yeah, like,
everything is. What you. Okay, then. Besides, you know, fucking this. what else, like, you want to have? what adventures, like, you like to ride a horse or.
Tough.
I don't know if I can eat at a table with her. She was like,
she gonna say some crazy shit. Can't take her to my Duke's house.
What y'all think about that one, man?
Yo, good Lord. What was holding that dress up? My bad. I was looking at the dress.
I know. Listen, they exist, bro. That's what life is, bro. Going on.
Is that a BBL?
Yeah, bro, of little.
Course.
Everything under the sun, bro. That's what life is for some of them, bro. Especially when they see a nigga with money, bro. It's whatever you want to do. Shit's sad. You gotta have more self-worth than that. I get some of us in our population, like, hey man, they'll take that 9 times out of 10 a week, no complaint. But still, you gotta be with somebody who got a lot more depth than that. Like, it can't always be that. Like, we can't be just so easily like, okay, fuck with her. Like, no, bro, show some class, man. We gotta show some class sometimes too. Like,
so you wouldn't fold in that position, bro?
You can't fold, bro. Cause like,
no. You wouldn't fold, bro?
Nah, bro. I can't. You can't come out the gate with that, bro.
Cap.
Uh-oh. CAP.
No, I would not. Sorry.
Cap, you saw that
you
ass.
You saw that ass. You would fold. You would fold. I mean, you would fold.
You wouldn't fold. This nigga capped up.
Bro. Nah, bro. It's like,
bro, you folding, bro.
It was too easy.
Chair.
Bro, that's what I'm talking about, bro. That's my nigga right there, bro. Stop the cap, man.
She gave it too easy.
Stop the cap, Dr. Umar.
On another end, Quavo's response was also based on his age, bro. Quavo been doing this for a while, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, you kind of got to respond accordingly at this point. Because you ain't going to easily get my man's caught up. Because she's the type, you know, she going to try to mess up a name. I think, what is it? In the words of my brother Boss, he said, I got a name that she can exploit. Or like whatever it was. It was something nice. And I was like, that makes sense, Bossy. I felt that. But for real, though, like, he knows. Quavo's what now? Like 30 something, 38, 32, like something up in the age, 30
something, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, now it's time, like he said, bro, I can't even take her out to eat nowhere.
Nowhere.
Like, yo, you.
It's not really the age thing, though, y'all.
It is an age thing.
Not really, no. I think it's just because of his access to those type of women. He's had those women so many times before. So that's what it is now. I don't think it's an age thing because it'll be niggas older than him that will fold.
That's there's true. There's another clip from like that interview or whatever. I mean, these girls, and the girl's like 22, and he was like, "Oh yeah, you a baby." She's like, "A baby," and I was like, "Yo, some stuff." Yeah, of course I could get you because I'm Quavo, but
time out, Ra. Time out, Ra. You know how many niggas be talking about how they want younger women.
This is true.
That's what I'm saying. It's not an age thing, bro. He just had a lot of bad bitches. That's all it is, bro. He's had a lot of them. He has the pick of the litter. So when they coming at him, they got to come correct.
Yeah,
that's true.
They got to come correct. I just think that any average nigga will fold under that type of pressure, bro. That's like just, let's be for real, bro. She like thick as hell.
Like a chair.
But I do have more respect for Quavo just because I think that we never get to see guys take that type of stance. It's always the woman gets what she wants. She uses her body. She gets what she wants. But we never see it from the guy's perspective where it's like, nah, you doing too much. You over-sexualizing yourself. Like, I can't even talk to you for real. Like, I think that's a good kind of a depiction that we need to see, especially in our community, because we just hyper-sexualize everything. We really do. Yeah. And like, that's why I asked Rob, I'm like, would you fold? He was like, yeah, I'll fold like a chair because that's what it is in our culture. That's what it is.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm under the bus with you, bro. I'm under the bus with you. I'm just saying. I'm using you as an example. don't get it twisted. We both getting fucked up under this bus. Don't get it twisted. I'm getting ran over too. I'm just saying, like, that's just the culture, though, man. The culture is really like that. It's really hypersexualized, and I think that I saw the comments, a lot of women, there was like, man, I'm getting secondhand embarrassment for this. And it's like, yeah, you should, because it's corny. It's really corny, you know? Yeah. Have a head on your shoulders, you know? Have something to talk about. You don't always got to be, I got titties and I got ass. It's like, okay, we see that clearly.
I see your whole back.
And
you'll crack. Like, basically, that's what I was like. It's holding it up. Your shoulder barely got it. Right, it is.
Top of the crack.
Not down.
But yeah, hey, that's what it is, y'all.
No.
Moving on. So we got Doja Cat.
Doja?
She finally addresses the demonic allegations.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
How did you hear about this, Ben? You still following Doja Cat?
Yes. No, I'm just
You're a Satanist.
Very confident Satanism thing is like, I'm sorry, when the fuck did I say that I was a Satanist?
Right.
When did I ever say anything or even go marching outside the church talking about, no, when the fuck did I say that? Anyway, it's just, it's really tacky and annoying and fucking discredits a lot of the hard work that I've put in. It discredits a lot of the hard work that a lot of people have put in. And I know from on the inside, what I've seen is a lot of hardworking artists who are inspired and are doing the fucking work that they need to do to create these beautiful atmospheres. It's not real. When you see a fucking CGI dragon fly by a screen, it's not a real dragon. But people really feel that.
What do y'all think about that, huh?
That's not a defense. That's not a defense. Like,
deflection. Deflection.
Why is she trying to...
like the
what is this survival tactics? What? That's not a defense in any way. Because it's what you're doing, it's what you're showing. If it's a CGI dragon, it's not a real dragon. No, duh, it's not a real dragon. That's the thing. Those should be playing in our face, bro. And really be thinking that everyone's just so stupid because she feels that she's smarter than everyone. And the thing is, when Doja came out, she also already kind of was like that. Like, kind of like a little braggadocious, a little, oh, I'm smarter than everyone in that way.
Yeah.
But then you've also turned it to, oh, all my fans are idiots, da 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 da, like little things. And you play in our face. Then when we really calling you out on your stuff, who said I was that? You think that nobody's watching what you doing? Bro, you're on some weird junk.
Like, for real.
You riding dragons. You're wearing horns. You got the tattoos that are
real. Tattoos. That's the one thing about it, bro. You got, like, real suggestive Satanist-type tattoos. Like, if anything else, I could be like, okay, that's creativity, bro. But the fucking tattoos, bro. You display imagery on your social media. Like, bro, you was living that life, whether you wanted to admit it or not, bro. So it's kind of like, you ain't got to play in folk face. I'd rather you just be honest with who you are as a person. That's insane. That's insane, bro.
Bad interviewer, man.
Like, bad. Me.
What the fuck?
Old man Ebro, yeah, he old, bro. But, like, he even keep looking at you like,
Come on, you're not gonna ask her. What about those tats, though?
Like,
what are we doing, man? What are we doing? Come on, like, bro. I get it. She thinks that her fans are dumb. I understand that. And honestly, if you're a fan, I feel bad for you because it's like, damn,
you believe that
your whole artist is really calling you stupid, like every right time. To your face every time. You think we finna fall for that shit? Oh, the dragon is CGI. Who the fuck cares?
Exactly.
It's on a video. Obviously, it's not real. No one is questioning if it's real or not. We're talking about the fact that you put it in your videos. We're talking about the symbolism. We're talking about the tats. We're talking about the devils and the music. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about CGI. We're not asking about that shit. Stop playing stupid. Like, and that's why I said bad interviewer, because he's really sitting up there letting her get away with that dumb shit. Like, we really finna take that. No, that's not cool. You need to be held accountable for this shit. Why are you doing this? Is there somebody telling you to do this? Do you really feel this way? Why do you want to put this in your music? Why do you want this to be a part of your brand? Answer that question. Don't tell me about no fucking CGI. We're not asking about that. A fucking dragon. Yeah. No, nobody worried about no damn dragon.
Like, yo, they don't play with me.
You know what I'm saying? We're not worried about no damn dragon. Get the fuck out of here, man. Come on, man. That shit corny to me. And she's sitting up there talking like she just making so much sense. And it's like, really? You over here trying to gaslight right now?
Gaslight us.
Like, really? I could see if she was on some like, look, I don't believe in that shit. I'd be trolling niggas. I'd be like, you know what? All right. She's being honest. She just,
you know what I mean? It's like you can pull the Tyler out, bro.
You dig what I'm saying? Because we're not gonna be like, yeah, you ain't doing that. No, we're gonna, okay, she is trolling. She's a troll. But you're not even gonna acknowledge it. You're not even going to show that it's actually a thing. You're not going to make it seem like this is real life. Like, you did make some weird decisions. You're not gonna do any of that.
No.
Like, artists make weird creative decisions all the time, bro.
All the time.
And they own it, at least. You trying to play in my face like...
She don't know what happened.
You don't know what we're talking about.
What you talking about.
This is the route that you went down. Stop playing with me, Doja. That's why you got the unfollow from me. There are not many artists that I've like put my foot down and been like, I'm done. I'm not gonna hold you because sometimes I'll be like, all right, that's the creative direction. Doja, one of those artists. I was like, I'm done here. Logic is another one of those artists. I was like, you know what? This is the end of this. You the that's done. No more. I'm not playing this.
She's talented, man. That's the part that sucks. Literally. She's very talented, but it's just shit like this when it's like, what's the point? What's the point of even listening to you?
There ain't no point, really.
Like, do you even care about this shit for real?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, do you care about the stuff that you're putting out? Do you care about how this shit is going to be received to people?
Nope.
Does that matter? Do you even care about your soul? Like, no, I'm getting spiritual. Like, do you even care about that? Like, real shit. It's like, damn. Fuck it then, I guess. Doja Cat, y'all. All right, let's move on. So we got Boss.
Bossy.
Boss with his album. I do not have the title. What was the title?
Is this nigga serious?
I forgot to put the title on here. That long ass title.
You only talk about
real shit.
Real shit when we fucked up.
Yeah. Damn. We only talk about real shit when we're fucked up.
That's crazy.
Boss, man, what do y'all think about this project, man?
Who going?
You know what? I'll go first.
Let's get it.
I will go first. I have grown to like Boss over the years.
Oh, wow.
I have. Since Too High the Riot, I really don't think I've listened to last winter. But Too High the Riot was like a point and a staple in like the, I don't hate this. I kind of like Boss. Boss comes with a vibe, bro. Every project, it comes with kind of like a message, a kind of a story to some extent. Too High to Riot was cool. Milky Way, at first, I did not like Milky Way, right? That was his last project before this one. Milky Way, I love that joint now. It's really a story of love and just intimacy and just a lot of things that make me feel like, okay, I like this. Now, when we get to We Only Talk About Real Shit When We're Fucked Up, it's all over the place. But in a sense, I feel like that's the reason. It's supposed to be that way. Because I think you're supposed to be thinking of this almost as if you're either drunk or you're really, really high and you're thinking about really fucked up shit in your life and you want to talk about that. And this is like how I listened to it was thinking of like everyone sitting in a room in a smoke session and everybody's in their own little bubble, and any of the other features that are on this project are other people who are in the room wanting to talk about problems that they've gone through. I like it. It's good. I think it's a good direction. Yo, Boss was out here picking the beats though. I'm not even gonna hold you. I like a lot of the beats on here for him. J. Cole and Boss, we might as well get the collab project. Stop playing with me.
That's how you feeling?
Let me get that. I'll take it. I wouldn't even be mad at it. Because you got three Cole features on here, bro.
You did.
Yeah.
You got three of them. We heard Passport Bros. I don't know if y'all listened to it before, but I heard that before the album came out when it was like a single. I was like, okay, this is cool.
It was okay.
But the Home Alone? Cole was rapping his ass off on there, bro. I was real rocking with it. The Paper Cuts is dope. Choppa's Black Jedi. It is a album that has a lot of different things that you can kind of get from it. And I feel like it takes a couple listens, in my opinion, to really get into a pocket with it, because Boss, like I said, is always a vibe. Yo, who called ASAP Ferg to be on that slow ass beat?
Damn.
Like, I could have went the rest of my life without having another ASAP Ferg verse on something. I'm not gonna hold you. I don't know why he called Ferg for that, but continue. Yo,
damn, that's crazy.
Somebody else go.
What you talking about, Amar?
I think, in my opinion, I think it was A Light of My Soul was a really good song to start the album. I think he really was trying to get into his bag. I don't know who the fuck you let you and Cole get robbed by, I don't know who took y'all money.
That part was Cole. No, who stole from them?
I was upset. I was so upset. But I think it was like a good, it really set the tone. I mean, the one thing I do agree about the part, it's like, it's all over the place. This man really was trying to get into his Afrobeats bag and he didn't tell nobody. And this man really was pushing that with a lot of those tracks. And it's like, I'm not mad at it, but it's definitely not what I wanted from you specifically. But I guess that sets the tone of the album. The album is really trying to create a different level of vibe. Every song really fits that narrative. Like, it's going to give you something, but it's just like cohesiveness. To me, was a strange part. Or even like the beat switch on Black Jedi, which I thought was really interesting. I was fucking with that for the most part. Testify was a good song. All the tracks with J. Cole, to me, weren't bad, but definitely a little underwhelming. I thought they were gonna be like rapping us to death on this shit with all them damn features. But I mean, hey, I can go with it. I mean, like, it's not a bad album. I just kind of, like I said, with Boss, it's like you're just taking what you see and really trying to figure out how it works for you at this point.
So. I feel like when I think about Boss, right, I think my biggest critique against him was his voice. I think he lacks the vocal presence of a lot of these rappers, and I think that his lyricism wasn't that deep. It never was for me. So those are the two things that I've always held against him. I think that with that in mind, I've always put him as like a average rapper. And I know people are going to be like, damn, why are you calling him average? I mean, he technically is. When you compare him to all the rappers, good and bad, he's right there in the middle. Right there in the middle. This project was good. I hear what you guys are saying about the cohesiveness. I think that it transitioned pretty well for me for most of these songs. But I do think that the runtime was too long. I think there were certain moments where it's like, okay, the song is over. We don't need to hear the beat no more. Like, you can go ahead and move on to the next song, like, dead ass. But I think that production-wise, really good. Really good beats. Black Jedi, not even just the production, the way it was mixed and mastered was very good. I think they did a great job with his voice because he sounded really good on these songs, man. He really did. It was never a moment where I was like, oh, what the fuck is this? It was like, yo, this shit right, that shit right. I hear you on the A$AP Ferg one. I wasn't mad at that, bro.
I was just like, Ferg didn't do a beat for Ferg.
He didn't overdo it to me. He didn't overdo it. He didn't overdo it. So, I do like, you know, the transitions and everything, but my critique with Boss is still the same. Lyrically, he is not complex at all. Oh, and it fucks me up because I'd be expecting him to do something with that shit. Like, this whole runtime, I'm expecting him to, like, give me some witty bars, tell me something about your life. You get a little bit of that on the song Cartoon. He's talking about his homeland, his ties to the Middle East. You get a little bit of that with Risk. He's talking about how he felt, you know, he was pretty much going into the industry, leaving his mom and everything like that. That's cool. But as a rapper, Boss don't really give me much. He don't really talk his shit like he's supposed to. I felt like throughout this project, it was almost like he was holding back. It's like he didn't want to tell us everything because maybe he has a certain story that he really wants to get off. Maybe when he gets like this major deal or this huge project, that's when he'll finally tell his story. But a lot of these songs were just songs. They were just there. Yeah, they were just vibes. They were just, let me, you know, rhyme a little bit. Like, even with Passport Bros, what is the purpose of that song?
I will say Passport Bros does not fit in the flow of this. You know, I kind of like, felt like, oh, this again? Okay.
Based off the title,
yeah.
What's the purpose of that song? You don't really have a purpose for that song. You're just putting it in there just to
say I got another Cole feature.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then the Cole feature. Don't abuse Cole, man. Like, we get it. You're on Dreamville. And that's dope that you had that relationship with Cole, but don't abuse him where you're having him on three different songs. Now we're sitting here saying, eh, it was all right. It's because we heard it too much. We heard Cole's voice too much. We don't need to hear his voice that fucking much, bro. I don't think that we needed this many songs either. And another critique is he ain't rapping with the best of them. Where the people at? Where the spitters at? Besides Cole, who do you have where it's like, okay, Boss is really, he really spitting. He ain't doing that. So I'm starting to realize who Boss is as a rapper. He's not really a lyrical genius. He's not going to be thought-provoking. He's not going to be introspective. He's just kind of a vibe catcher. Damn. Yeah, bro, he's just a vibe catcher. You know, he's just a quick gem. Just want to give you a couple songs here and there. That's the kind of rapper that he is. And I think he can elevate to that guy, but he has not shown it on his project, and I'm a little disappointed. But I do like it, though, overall. So, yeah, that's what I'm giving, man.
Okay. So, like, yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are y'all giving it?
And like, I'm giving it 7 out of 10.
Okay. Got 6. Okay. I was gonna give it a 7. I can see myself wanting to go back to this. And Boss projects, they grow on me over time. Like I said, Milky Way was not my project in the beginning, but it came back, and I was like, "Dang, this song was good. I love this."
He didn't have no bars for real though, y'all.
It's a feeling, bro. It's a feeling, bro. It's something that I was just
waiting on some bars, bro.
Especially with that title, I can understand. You're like, dang, I'm expecting some stuff. Passport Bros, it's not a terrible song. It just did not fit in the makeup of this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it did.
What it is.
But yeah, it's Boss, y'all.
Bossy.
Realmatic Podcast.